This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
On Sunday night, he ran out of ways on how to save a life as he fell from idol contention like drops of Jupiter. His song choice got more than words from the judges, but who knew that Australia would take mercy on him, keeping him till the top three? It was probably because he gave them a fever and they felt the power of love as they watched him learn to fly. But now all we can say is thanks for the memory and assure him that he will never have to use somebody because of his talent. You'll never walk alone. Please hold the line and lock up your daughters before they succumb to a crazy little thing called love and find out this is how a heart breaks. Good morning, James Johnson.
What an entrance. That was incredible.
Thank
that
you
was probably
much.
By far the best. Yeah, definitely the best intro.
Oh, we try to impress here.
Now, James, my first question for you is I need to ask how old you are because I don't think the judges pointed out how old you were enough during the series.
Oh, I'm 18, I think, going on 12 in the judges' eyes.
Did that start to get on your nerves week after week, them pointing that out, that you were only young and you're talking about your song choice?
Yeah, I know. That was probably, you kind of got a bit sick of it after a while. You know, the whole age thing, just kept bringing it up and up and up. But I don't know. It's something I guess I'm born with. It. I don't think I could really change it at this point.
No. You probably will be able to as you get older, though, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an advantage. You know, when I'm 30, I might look 21, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what did you feel about your song choice?
Yeah, I was pretty happy with, you know, most of my song choices. You know, there's always improvements and always, you know, things you could have done better. But, you know, sometimes it didn't get it on the money. But, you know, when I did, I think, you know, they got it right sometimes, you know, the fever and everything. But it was hard sometimes.
Going into the top 12, did you see yourself in the top three? How were you feeling when you first started at the top 12 point?
You know, I'd never imagined that I was going to get there. You know, I think the biggest, you know, when I was real happy is kind of, you know, even when I got to go see the judges and then getting through the top 100 and top 24 and then top 12, you know, I was just blown away every step that I'd gotten. I remember when they first told us about meeting Michael Bublé and I was like, you know, wow, how incredible would it be for the top three to, you know, get to be mentored by Michael Bublé, you know, and there I was, you know, with it all happening. So it was a pretty surreal experience, but I never thought I would have been there.
How was it hanging with Michael Bublé? Because the unfortunate thing about the series this year is you do all this hard work on your last week, but we never actually get to see any of the fruits of your labour.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit disappointing for the audience and everything, you know, especially the fans of me, I guess, you know, not to get to see all that. But it was just absolutely incredible, to be honest. You know, I'm just a massive fan of Michael Bublé, and I guess, you know, when you put somebody on a bit of a pedestal, you always hope that they're the person that you think they are. And, you know, he was kind of everything could be on, really. He's just one of the nicest blokes and was by far probably the best mentor that we had the whole season.
And he was a little bit wacky on Sunday. We're all a little bit confused watching at home.
He's just like that, though. He's really just open and kind of, you know, he's saying all these, you know, sexual jokes, but he's just like that. He doesn't really have, I guess, a stage, you know, persona. He's just who he is off stage, exactly who he is on stage.
Okay. Now, did you have a week that stood out to you the most, like a favourite performance?
Well, probably the performances I love the most. I love doing the big band stuff. I love doing Fever and just working with James Morrison. That was a whole lot of fun. But I think for me, just when I was with the guitar and doing more, you know, I guess, you know, that The Daughters by John Mayer or, you know, doing You Somebody was more the kind of, you know, stuff that I love to do and the kind of stuff that I love to write. So they were probably, you know, my two favourite kind of performances that I was doing.
Talking about you writing and things like that, what's your plan after Idol?
Well, I think I'm really just going to get stuck into the songwriting and kind of use Idol for what it is, you know, try and get out there and start working as much as possible. And, you know, it's only really the second day out, so I'll see what, you know, offers roll in and, you know, see where I can kind of go in the future. But definitely I think, you know, the five-year plan at least is to kind of, you know, have an album recorded and be on the charts and, you know, with it all kind of start to happen.
Beautiful. Now, we have a game we like to play here at the Hump Day Crew called 101 Questions to get to know you a little bit better. We're not going to ask you all the 101 questions, but choose a number between 1 and 101, James.
49.
If you could have a superpower, James, what would it be?
I think I'd be the Incredible Hulk. If it was a superpower, can I have... What is that superpower? I'm not too sure, but...
Ultimate
I think
strength.
I've always been knocked down for being the short one, the little one, so I reckon to be able to just buff up instantly would be pretty cool.
Would be nice. Fair enough. Now, give us another number between 1 and 101.
We'll go, 63.
When you were 6, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a singer. I've always wanted to be a singer. In complete honesty, when I was 4 years old, I started singing. I remember, everyone kind of talking about being fireman and being policeman and all that kind of stuff, but I've always been, incredible word and wanted to be a singer.
Because your family's pretty much been singing your whole life, really, haven't they?
Well, I've come from a real kind of non-musical background, actually. Nobody in my family is musical, and I just kind of just came out, really unexpectedly. But I've been singing since I was 4 years old and just been doing it ever since. And then I guess, Mum's picked up the guitar ever since that, and, my sister's started learning piano, but really I was kind of the one that got the ball rolling.
Oh, okay. Now, final question before we let you go, James. It's down to the final two. Who's your tip on who you think's going to win on Sunday?
I'm going to put money on Stan. I think I think the kid's kind of got the voice of 1 in a million, and I just think he's got a gift, so I'm going to put my money on Stan.
And he got a few fans from the mentors as the last few weeks went on, didn't they?
Yeah, he did actually. He's kind of got a couple of offers from the producers, and even Pete Wentz's record label was saying that he wanted to pick him up. So I think the kid's got a good future.
He has. Well, James, thank you very much for definitely keeping us entertained over the last 10 or so weeks. It's been a pleasure seeing you. I'm so glad you made it to the top three as well, and I felt sorry for you every time they brought up your age every single week. But I'm sure your youth will work on your side because you've got many years ahead of you, and we look forward to seeing you in the charts in the future.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time, James.
Thank you.
That was James Johnson, who made it into the top three for an Australian Idol in 2009. You'll be able to watch it, of course, this Sunday, the grand final at the Sydney Opera House. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.